Right now on the outside, it is, it says sunny. I didn't look outside, but 62. Nice, nice. What a beautiful day yesterday. Oh boy, I can't wait to get this started. In the news, past the news, Hollidaysburg woman accused of stealing from an elderly adult. Some Democratic senators are showing love to Senator Fetterman, maybe in an effort to keep him in their party. There a ring involved? And a report says the Pennsylvania minimum wage is too low compared to housing costs. I don't know how many times we have to tell you that the minimum wage wasn't created to be a sustainable living wage. I don't know how many times we have to tell you that. All right, in sports, the Curve take a series from Harrisburg. The Phillies sweep the Pirates out of PNC Park. That's becoming a habit now. That's twice this year they've been swept in a series at home already. And we're only 7 weeks into the season. And he's back. Steeler Nation, he's back. So I got to say, and speaking of back, last week it was Ilhan Omar. Well, she's not back. But another member of the Bubblehead Club puts 2 feet in mouth. Oh, wait till you hear this one. I'm going to run this one into the ground.
It's time for WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of WRTA.
Yes, I disagree with what I'm hearing.
Or most of the other people that are listening. And now, WRTA Mornings.
What's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed? M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry,
cry, cry,
sing. Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
All right, welcome aboard WRTA Mornings. It is Monday, May 18th. You know, there was a movie created many years ago that I just saw again over the weekend called Dumb and Dumber. Well, we have real-life Dumb and Dumber in the United States Congress.
Would this be involving Democrats?
One bubble-headed Democrat in particular. A member of the squad.
And you know, it's amazing. She has actually become cocky enough to believe that she's like a real sage, that she's important in the discussion. And she can never say she makes. Well, actually, I'd love to see her and Harris in a debate. I mean, the Netflix thinks they get big ratings for like Kevin Hart or something like that. Netflix, sponsor a debate between Harris and whom we're about to hear.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a comedy show.
Well, I am going to implore you, ladies and gentlemen, please listen to this very carefully. There's a woman with a British or an Australian accent. It's on a talk show. It's from February 13th, but it's just now coming to light. It says AOC or Bubblehead says U.S. must avoid any such confrontation on Taiwan. That sentence right there is giving this segment way too much credit because she doesn't put an entire sentence together with this answer to a very direct question that has to deal with foreign policy that the president has to deal with, okay? 2 weeks ago, I put Ilhan Omar on here, and we got World War XI. All right, here's member two of the squad, AOL Bubblehead from New York, talking about Taiwan. Listen very carefully to her answer. First, the reporter.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
You know, I think that this is such a, you know, I think that this is a, this is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
Now, if you're shaking your head going, you have every right to. And that last part of that answer about our economic stability in an effort not to get into a conflict with Taiwan makes no sense at all. Well, you're in luck because I'm going to run this into the ground today. And I want you to hear it again and listen to this congresswoman's answer to a very direct question.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
You know, I think that this is such a, you know, I think that this is a, this is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise. I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want to make sure that we are.
Get to what point? How about getting to the point to your stupid diatribe answer?
You got to find a beauty pageant girl with her answer maps.
Yeah, she didn't even know where the United States was on a map. Well, I got to go back to this part of this too. I think I have to do this. Come on, here we go.
This is, of course, a very longstanding that this is a. This is, of course, a very longstanding policy.
This is, of course, a longstanding. What longstanding policy is she talking about? Because the first 20 seconds of her answer were sound like a shorting out robot. That one we have out in the lobby makes more sense, and it's not even plugged in or charged up. This is a U.S. congresswoman who says she wants to run for president. Could you see this on the State of the Union? I think our policy, it's longstanding. We feel... Hooray! Hooray! Yeah. What? What are we electing to Congress? What are we electing to any office anymore? This is a United States congresswoman who cannot answer a direct, not simple, a direct question about something that the U.S. could be very well involved in. And she, I'm sorry, I got to play this beginning again.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
Okay, the question was, should the U.S. commit troops if China moves against Taiwan? That's the question. Here's the first part of...
You know, I think that this is such a... you know, I think that this is a...
Come on.
This is, of course,
you can do
a
it.
Very longstanding...
Come on. policy
of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
All right, Miss Teen USA 2007.
Okay.
That's what we need now, because that is about identical to that answer.
Can we play it from yours?
No, I have it here, but unfortunately we can't.
All right,
I'm
going to create another. So what is it?
Miss Teen USA 2007 South Carolina.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. We're going to play this one to follow up. Wonder if she's in Congress.
Watch out, commercials starting.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our.
Once again, do you feel like you need a drink right now?
Yeah, because what you just heard from the Miss Teen USA beauty pageant is nearly identical to what you just heard from AOC.
Americans can't find the United States on a map because a lot of people don't have maps. Wonder what legislature she's working in.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God. Oh,
that is such a classic moment, and it's been repeated.
All right,
with new actors.
I'm gonna play this one more time before we get to the weather, because I want you to, again. Now we're going back to Miss Teen USA. In 2007, answering a question about Miss South Carolina asked a question about the world. Here we go.
Okay. Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some
U.S. Americans.
People out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much.
And America, what a beautiful answer.
And America, thanks that little ding that went off to finally bring that to an end.
U.S. Americans?
Yeah, U.S. Americans, as opposed to those other Americans.
Oh, I can't make this stuff up.
But the stumbling and everything that she does and what AOC does are identical. In other words, this up here, inside the cranium, has not managed to connect all the paths together.
You're right. And in that video right there, in that little voicer, she did not put together one coherent sentence. Not one. And it was 49 seconds. Well, let's call it 40 because of the question.
Yeah.
Not a coherent sentence. In that answer.
And after asked a question in this, I don't know, Q&A type forum that was going on with AOC, same thing. Yeah, same exact thing. Sad to say, but that's what immediately when you played that, that's what came to mind was that. Oh, teen Miss South Carolina. That's exactly what that sounds like. And it's sad.
And the other one is in Congress.
Yeah.
That's the most frightening part of all. She was asked a question about foreign policy. Direct foreign policy. That was the answer she gave. She sounded like somebody from California.
Or somebody that grew up in the 80s, because that was Valley Girl talk, right?
Yeah.
So, oh boy.
Oh, welcome to Monday.
Yeah. AccuWeather says mostly sunny. It's going to be hot. 90 today. Thunderstorm in spots. Clear tonight, 64. Thunderstorm in the afternoon tomorrow and 90. Sun mixing with clouds. And on Wednesday, a little cooler. Intervals of clouds and sun, couple of showers and a thunderstorm in the afternoon, high of 74. Ah, Thursday, 64. Friday, 59. People are going to get sick. It's 60. It's mostly sunny, 632 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft, but that's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes in your financial accounts, they'll alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Get the alerts that can make all the difference. Save up to 30% off your first year with the promo code BECK, lifelock.com, 800-LIFELOCK, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or lifelock.com. Use the promo code BECK at lifelock.com.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. A drone strike near a nuclear power plant belonging to one of Iran's neighbors prompting concerns of a dangerous escalation of tensions in the Middle East. Fox's Jonathan Savage.
The UAE, which has previously accused Iran of drone strikes, called the incident an unacceptable act of aggression. Iran, meanwhile, says negotiations with the U.S. continue via Pakistani mediation.
Over the weekend, President Trump warned the clock is ticking, threatening more military action against Iran. Severe storms expected to stretch from Texas to Michigan over the next 2 days. Fox's Marianne Rafferty has details.
Heavy rain, strong winds, large hail, and tornadoes are all possible. At least one large tornado has already destroyed several buildings in Nebraska.
The severe weather threat for the central U.S. continues through Tuesday. America's listening to Fox News.
More from that Rhodes Scholar AOL bubblehead coming up. 61 in Altoona, 635 Talk Radio, 98.5 and 1240. 43-year-old Brandy Ritchie of Hollidaysburg is facing over two dozen charges, including felony financial exploitation and theft, for allegedly stealing roughly $50,000 from an elderly resident to fund luxury vacations, hotels, and cruises. Following a police investigation that uncovered unauthorized bank activity and a confession, Ritchie is currently held in the Blair County Prison on $150,000 bail. Another week, another shooting in Johnstown. Police are investigating a Sunday night shooting in Moxham. If officers responded to multiple reports of gunfire before 8 p.m. last night, the incident occurred on the 600 block of Cypress Avenue. Suspect is described as a black male wearing a black ski mask and black hoodie and gray basketball shorts. He was last seen fleeing on foot toward the 700 block of Cypress Avenue. Cambria County dispatchers and Johnstown police say no injuries were reported. No victims have come forward to report being targeted. When police have cleared the active scene, a heavy law enforcement presence remains in Moxham. A federal grand jury has indicted 34-year-old Johnstown native Louis Guadalupe on six firearm-related charges, including the illegal manufacturing and sale of machine guns. The indictment follows a joint investigation by federal and local authorities with prosecutors alleging Guadalupe sold illegal Glock switch attachments and firearms between March and April. Somerset County jury found Gregory Mostoller guilty of first-degree murder in the June 2023 shooting death of Clifton Johnson on Charles Street in Shade Township, despite defense claims of self-defense stemming from a civil dispute. The jury returned the verdict after 2 hours of deliberation. Sentencing is scheduled for late July. Senate Democrats are rallying behind Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman, urging critics to show some respect amid reports of Republican recruitment efforts aimed at the independent-minded lawmaker. Despite speculation about a potential party switch, colleagues, including Senators Peter Welch, Brian Schatz, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, have affirmed Fetterman's standing as a valued Democrat who frequently votes with the party. According to Politico, President Trump and Republican lawmakers have actively courted Fetterman, offering him incentives to switch parties or caucus with the GOP. A new report says that the minimum wage in Pennsylvania is way lower than is needed to afford housing. The National Low Income Housing Coalition's most recent report shows the average cost of a two-bedroom rental in Pennsylvania is over $1,400 a month, meaning residents need to earn a minimum wage of $27.83 just to afford housing. That's nearly four times the current minimum wage. The report underscores the challenges faced by low-income renters in Pennsylvania and the urgent need for higher wages to address the affordability crisis. Not to mention what that would do to small businesses. A new poll finds Americans are unhappy with the economy. The CBS News and YouGov poll out yesterday shows Americans find financial conditions uncertain and the economy to be struggling. Survey also found that Americans' approval of President Trump's handling of inflation has hit its lowest point. Respondents noted that their income is not keeping up with inflation, which has reached its highest level since April of 2023, but no actual figure was given in the CBS report. An organic ice cream brand is recalling several flavors over the possible presence of metal fragments. The Food and Drug Administration says the Strauss ice cream recall includes vanilla bean, strawberry, cookie dough, Dutch chocolate, and mint chocolate chip. The product was distributed in Pennsylvania. If you have the recalled product, you're urged to throw it out, and vouchers for a replacement product can be found on the Strauss website. No reports of injuries after a building partially collapsed in Lock Haven over the weekend. Officials said the right side of a building on Main Street collapsed Saturday night. Everyone inside was able to get out safely. Gen Z shoppers are energizing a mall revival. Younger consumers prefer in-person shopping experiences over online carts. Data from Nielsen IQ shows Gen Z retail spending is expected to pass $12 trillion globally by 2030, with growth outpacing every other generation. Data from Circana also found shoppers between 18 and 24 years old made 62% of their general merchandise purchases in physical stores last year. Imagine that. Here is the sports at 6:40.
Not a good weekend or homestand for the Buccos after blowing a 6-0 lead Friday night and losing in extra innings. The Pirate Backs took a day off. They lost both Saturday and Sunday to the Phils 6-0. Both days. Completing a 3-game sweep for the Phils. Yesterday, Philly roughed up Paul Skeens for 5 of those 6 runs in the loss. The Pirates have lost 4 of their last 5. More bad news for the Bucks. Hot-hitting Ryan O'Hearn was placed on the 10-day DL with a strained right quad muscle. The team is off today. The Altoona Curve took a 7-game series from Harrisburg. The Sens got the final win of the week last night, 8-3. Altoona took 4 of the 7 games played during the week. Bucco pitcher Jared Jones made his second start for Altoona last night, going 4 1/3 innings, yielding 2 runs and seven strikeouts, that is. Not known when or if Jones will pitch again for the Curve. They're at home again this week, beginning tomorrow. Much to the dismay of many in Steeler country, he's back. Reports out of the Berg suggest the Steelers have agreed to another one-year deal with 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers for the 2026 season. The deal reportedly is worth somewhere between $22 to $25 million. What? This puts the Steeler quarterback roster at 4. Will Howard and Drew Aller round out the cast, along with Mason Rudolph. It's Game 7 tonight between Montreal and Buffalo in the NHL playoffs. The winner gets a ticket to the Eastern Conference Finals, where the Carolina Hurricanes are waiting and have been for what seems like a week. Oh, wait, it has been a week. They clinched their spot in the final 9 days ago, as a matter of fact. PSFCA All-Star Football from yesterday. The East took both games, winning the small school tilt 19-14 and won the big game 14-10. Several area players took part in both games, including Cole Delatry of Hollidaysburg and Brady Jones of Penn Cambria, each played quarterback. District 6 baseball going on today, AAA quarterfinals. We got Central Cambria at Richland, Marion Center at Phillipsburg, Tyrone at Huntingdon, and Central at Bald Eagle. Single A quarters, Williamsburg at Juniata Valley, Homer Center at St. Joe's, Purchase Line at Claysburg, Conemaugh Valley at Northern Cambria. Softball playoffs, AAA quarters, Cambria Heights at Bedford, Huntingdon at Bald Eagle area, Central Cambria at Westmont and Forest Hills at Phillipsburg, Single A quarters, Portage at Conemaugh Valley, Homer Center at Juniata Valley, Bishop McCord at Purchase Line, and Penns Manor at Claysburg. That's sports. It's 60, it's mostly sunny, and 643 at WRTA Mornings.
Thanks to the Goodfeet Store.
Are your bad feet making you grumpy all day, like Dan was?
I was born with a sunny disposition, but I had so much knee pain and foot pain, I wasn't that way anymore. I didn't know what to do. But then I'm driving down the street one day and my knee's hurting, and I see a Goodfeet store. I thought, what do I have to lose?
Goodfeet arch supports aren't just a cushion or a flimsy shoe insert. We have a system of arch supports designed to create better alignment for all four of your foot's arches. And the only place to get the Goodfeet system is at the Goodfeet store.
Once I got my arch supports from Goodfeet, I just went back to being my happy self again. My wife noticed it. My friends noticed it. Even my dog noticed it. I just wish that I'd found Goodfeet 20 or 30 years ago. I've got my sunny back.
Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble. Book your free fitting at Goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Goodfeet store.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops! It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
This week, retail earnings start rolling in with Toll Brothers and Home Depot tomorrow. Then later in the week, Lowe's, Target, Walmart, Ross Stores, and others. Mark Mahaney, Senior Managing Director at Evercore, says expectations were very high for President Trump's trip to China with business leaders.
So a lot of expectations going in about a large number of deals that were
potentially be signed. And there were some deals that were signed, but there weren't a lot of specifics that came out of it. So you have a high expectations event with not that much reality that came out of it. And therefore, the market sells off on that.
Atlanta Fed First Vice President Cheryl Venable speaks today. Later in the week, there are updates on housing, manufacturing, and the services sector of the economy. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and very warm as temperatures reach a high of 90, getting close to the record high of 91 from 2017. Later in the day, there is a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. Tonight will be mainly clear with a low of 64. Tomorrow, expect a mix of sunshine and clouds as temperatures climb to a high of 90, nearing the record high of 92 set back in 1996. There could be a thunderstorm in the afternoon. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
I think that this is such a, I think that this is a, this is of course a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
Okay, there you go. That's Congresswoman AOL Bubblehead.
And Osama, Americans, U.S. Americans.
Totally.
Don't have no maps.
No, U.S. Americans can't find America on the map because they don't have maps. Maps. Now, AOL, could you please repeat your answer? Come on, repeat your answer.
I think that this is such a, I think that this is a...
Come on, you can put a full sentence together.
This is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want
You didn't get to the point. Get to the point of your answer. She's still looking for it. It was 4 months ago.
See, one of the things that a number of these people... And when I say these people, I lump her in with Kamala Harris. They don't want to take the time to be prepared to actually answer these kinds of questions. If they have it printed or telepromptered in front of them, they're really good at that. You get them to think for themselves. They don't know what to do because they don't know anything about the subject or the question that they have just been asked. And that's not a hard question. With Trump heading to China, this was before President Trump went to China. This had to be something that you, in a position that she's in, trying to get publicity, trying to get herself out there, you're going to hear questions about China. And so you would think you'd prepare. No. Nope, I have no idea what she was reading. I know maybe she was watching videos of people with makeup. I have no idea what she was doing.
Neither does she.
But she didn't have anything in her mind about China. Well, sorry, China.
That's a daily occurrence, having nothing in her mind.
Oh. Well, you know, one thing about it, you know, people talk about living rent-free in somebody's head. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot of rooms in that head.
She should have for rent.
You can live rent-free in about a 28-room mansion.
That's a luxury mansion in that head.
You could have six bathrooms.
And the water all running at once. Because there's just a flood of non-information, misinformation, and policy, the economic.
Did it in the past in China.
And you know what? Don't accuse me of sleight of hand trickery here, because, first of all, you can't do that with these videos, because these videos, you call them up. Just type up, AOC says U.S. must avoid any such confrontation with Taiwan. You'll get the same thing I just played, and I'm going to keep playing it until 8 o'clock, because that's what's in Congress. All right, let's talk about, he's back, and we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers.
Well, maybe we could say that, just like Aaron Rodgers, he's back. Who are we talking about?
Neely's Train Shop. You have the goods. Go for it.
It's Neely's Train Shop, Polish Pottery and More. We talked about them a lot at holiday time. Well, any day's a holiday at Neely's Train Shop, Polish Pottery and More. They have collectibles there, and they have authentic Polish pottery, which is a big deal. We talked about the durability of this Polish pottery and the ability to actually, you know, take food and... It doesn't matter. It adjusts well. The temperature changes. You know, take it out of the fridge, leave it in the Polish pottery that you took it out of the fridge in, and go ahead and put it in the oven to get warmed up, or microwave, depending on what your particular tastes are. And yes, they're microwave safe. They also have a lot of unique kitchen items. You know, they have towels and things and pot holders and... all kinds of stuff.
Yep, and well, let's give them the... Now, the pre-Memorial Day, that would be now.
Yes. Because
Memorial Day is a week from today.
Yeah, and the big sale is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Yeah, so get ready.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Be ready to pick up some great new stuff. And by the way, just talking about Polish pottery, a large shipment of that has shown up. Call 814-942-2652 for more info. And as an additional bonus, you get 10% off when you pay cash. By the way, it's Neely's Train Shop. Yeah, they have a huge variety of train sets there, too. And they're always buying trains as well. Neely's Train Shop and Collectibles, 1538 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. So there. That's something you may want to check out. AccuWeather says, 90 today with a thunderstorm, as you might expect. Clear tonight and a low of 64 tomorrow. Sunshine, clouds. Afternoon thunderstorm again, high 90. Intervals of clouds and sun, couple of showers, thunderstorm in the afternoon Wednesday. Ah, here comes cooler air. 74 on Wednesday, 64 on Thursday, 59 on Friday. Don't put your coats away yet. Okay? Don't want to get sick. 64, sunny, 654, WRTA mornings.
Have you been listening to the news recently? Have you heard about the cruise ship with the hantavirus outbreak? This is Dr. George Slufko from the Lung Disease Foundation of Central Pennsylvania. The hantavirus outbreak has rekindled memories of the recent COVID pandemic. Do you know what type of disease this virus can cause? Is this the beginning of another worldwide pandemic? I know many of you have questions, and I'd like to try and answer some of them. Be with me and my co-host, Doug Herendeen, this Tuesday, May 19th at 2 p.m. for The Buzz with Dr. Z here on WRTA 98.5 and 1240. And I'll be talking about the hantavirus, what it is, how you get it, how can I protect myself. I'll also compare the hantavirus outbreak to the COVID epidemic. This is going to be an interesting and timely show, so be with me and Doug at 2 p.m. Tuesday, May 19th on WRTA, 98.5 and 1240 for The Buzz with Dr. Z.
Join me, the X-Man, on Saturday, May 23rd at Point Stadium in Johnstown for a live-on-location broadcast. It is the Highmark Walk for a Healthy Community. You can register for the walk today at healthycommunity.org. 100% of all money raised goes directly to local nonprofit organizations of your choice. So step up and let's get walking. And join me Saturday, May 23rd at Point Stadium in Johnstown for a live-on-location broadcast from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Mix 94.7.
WRTA Community Events.
180th anniversary celebration of the Old Keller Reformed Church is Saturday, May 23rd, 3 p.m. at the church, 8162 Fox Run Road in Williamsburg. The service will include special music, a brief reflection, and a moment honoring those who have died in service to our country. A short business meeting will follow. For more information, call 814-251-5481.
Imagine building a small business from scratch as a single mom. Years of five-star reviews, a real reputation. Then overnight, it's all gone. I'm Kim Commando for NetSuite. AI is here, and your competitors are already using it. If your revenue is over seven figures, get their free guide, Demystifying AI, at netsuite.com/Kim. Scammers, often operating from overseas, flood your Google listing with fake one-star reviews. Then comes the message, pay us to take them down. One contractor watched her rating drop from 5 stars to 3.5 in a single day. She paid the money, but more fake reviews showed up anyway. These attacks cost nothing to launch, but they can wipe out a small business in hours. So here's what you need to do. Don't pay, ever. Go straight to Google's Merchant Extortion Contact Form and report it. Businesses that do got the reviews removed, usually within a few days. Your reputation is worth fighting for. Don't let the extortionists hold it hostage. Get my newsletter at getkim.com.
Every business owner I talk to asks the same question. How do I make AI work for me? Not someday, today. Sitting on the sidelines is not an option. Your competitors aren't waiting. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one AI cloud ERP, trusted by over 43,000 businesses. It pulls your financials, inventory, commerce, HR, and CRM into one system. When everything lives in one place, your AI knows your business. It doesn't guess, it knows. You make decisions based on the data and AI, not on your gut. You get alerted to red flags before they turn into problems and make fast, confident decisions that move the needle. How do I know? I'm bringing NetSuite into my business right now. From software and IT services to healthcare, equipment manufacturing, financial services, and many other great American industries, NetSuite delivers a customized solution for your business. If your revenues are at least seven figures, get NetSuite's free business guide, Demystifying AI, right now. It's free to you at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA Plus. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Well, it looks like we're going to have a jam-packed hour coming up.
We
have Reverse Mel.
Reverse Mel.
We had to reverse his weeks, so he's back. And we have Reverse Kess. Everything's upside down at the ballpark with him, so I'm just going to call him Upside Down Reverse Kess.
Okay.
Coming in.
All right. That's what you have facing you coming up next hour.
So I got to go open the door. I'll be back.
That's all for... I shouldn't have those artichoke poppers.
Blair County's election headquarters. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona.
Time is of the essence.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump wrote that on Truth Social in all caps, warning Iran the clock is ticking, and they better get moving fast, or there won't be anything left of them.
The president's post comes as reports indicate the Iranians have submitted a revised proposal to Pakistani mediators aimed at addressing some of the gaps in their previous response that President Trump described as a piece of garbage.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv.
If the war does resume, we're likely looking at a scenario where there are joint U.S. and Israeli strikes hammering the Iranian regime, not just around the capital of Tehran, but also in other key areas, especially along that western coast near to the Strait of Hormuz, where the Iranians still have some smaller cruise missiles and abilities to target international shipping lanes.
Oil prices rising another 1% this morning. That cruise ship stricken by the Hanta virus got to its final destination this morning, docking in the Netherlands, where the crew will be quarantined. The ship will be disinfected. Three people on board died. A Canadian passenger has tested positive, and 18 Americans taken off the ship are isolated as a precaution in Georgia and Nebraska. There is another virus outbreak in Africa, Ebola.
Hundreds of suspected cases and at least 80 deaths, with a warning that things could get worse. The outbreak of Ebola in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda is now classed by the World Health Organization as an international emergency. It says the outbreak could already be much larger than detected. The WHO also believes there's a significant risk of local and regional spread. It's urging affected countries to activate emergency procedures and screening.
Jonathan Savage. Three juveniles in custody in Austin, Texas after a shooting spree over the weekend, leaving four people injured, one critically. The teenagers are accused of stealing multiple cars and shooting at people and homes and fire stations. As for why, Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says,
I don't know what motive would drive anybody to come and drive around senselessly in this city and in multiple parts of the city shooting.
America's listening to Fox News.
So many people are living every day with pain that they just think they're stuck with it. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. I want to tell you about a letter I got from Oregon, a guy named George, and his Relief Factor story. George, hardworking guy, spends 10 hours a day in a garbage truck. Tough job, made even tougher because he's dealing with a sore right knee that just wouldn't bend. But here's the amazing part. George started taking Relief Factor and it changed his life. And he said in his letter to me, and I quote, I can bend my knee again with very little pain. I can relate to George. There was a time when I wondered if I could continue working because my pain was so bad. If you're living with aches and pains, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, can help you feel and live better every day. Give their three-week quick start a try, $19.95. A few weeks, even days, you'll feel the difference that Relief Factor can make in your life. You don't have to be stuck living with the pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800, the number 4-RELIEF.
Saturday, it was Senator Bill Cassidy, ousted in a primary in Louisiana. Will it be Congressman Thomas Massey tomorrow in Kentucky? President Trump hopes so, calling him the worst Republican congressman ever.
On ABC's This Week, Congressman Massey said he wasn't concerned over GOP Senator Bill Cassidy's loss in Louisiana Saturday and alleged that well-financed opposition has gotten involved.
How did this race become the most expensive race in the history of Congress for a primary? It's because three billionaires from outside of Kentucky have funneled millions of dollars in here. They're trying to buy a seat.
President Trump endorsed Massey's opponent, Ed Gallrine. Massey has seen the president's anger by voting against the One Big Beautiful Bill and voting for the release of the Epstein files. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop on top of Friday's big losses. Dow futures down more than 300 points. In the NBA playoffs, the Final Four is set.
This topsy-turvy series belongs to Cleveland. A blowout Game 7 win in Detroit to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals.
The call on Amazon Prime Video after the Cavaliers routed the top-seeded Pistons 125-94. Cleveland advances to play the New York Knicks starting tomorrow. Tonight, the West Finals tip off, defending champion Oklahoma City versus San Antonio. There's a new major champion in golf.
So many contenders and an unlikely champion rose to the top at Orana Mink Golf Club.
That is exquisite!
Courtesy CBS, Aaron Rye's 68-foot birdie on 17 all but clinched his first career major championship. He fired a final round 65 to win by three strokes. He's the first Englishman to win the Wanamaker Trophy since Jim Barnes in 1919, and he snaps a run of 10 straight American winners. John Rahm and Alex Smalley tied for second.
That's Tim McMaster. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
It's breaking news the way you like it.
I like good local and reliable news.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The NBA MVP is Oklahoma City's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for the second straight year. He averaged 31 points a game. The Eastern Conference Finals begin Tuesday with Cleveland at New York. The Cavaliers just eliminated Detroit in a Game 7 road win Sunday night, 125-94. Cavs led by 20 late in the first half. Pistons shot 35% from the floor in the game. Game 1 of the West Finals is Monday, Spurs at Thunder. In the WNBA, among the four games, Indiana over Seattle, 89-78. Caitlin Clark, 21 points, 10 assists. At the PGA Championship, the winner was Aaron Rye by three strokes. He shot a final round 65. Denny Hamlin took NASCAR's All-Star race at Dover and the $1 million first prize. Alex Palou earned the pole for Indy next weekend. In Major League Baseball, the Padres were 8-3 winners at Seattle, while the Dodgers won 10-1 at the Angels.
Game day in my house is everything. I get out of class, I grab my gear, and get to the game because I can't wait. And my dad, he does the same thing. He's an official here in Pennsylvania. He makes the tough calls, stays cool under pressure, and knows ball like nobody else. I want to be just like him. You can too. Sign up at highschoolofficials.com.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve Baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Are you ready for the latest news of the day? We're talking about local, state, international. We're going to be all over. Plus, we're going to give you the proper spin, which means we're going to tell you the truth. Plus, we open the phone lines to hear from you as well. Doesn't matter what the topic is. We're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to make you think, going to make you angry, going to make you smile, might make you laugh, might even get you to sing along. Don't miss even 1 second of the Joe Pags Show right here. Weeknight, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Major developments.
We will get involved. We'll be hitting them very hard where it hurts.
Big headlines.
The government has been wildly out of control.
Real insight.
Inflation remains somewhat elevated.
Only on WRTA.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
With 6 months until voters pick their congressional representative, we've been tracking the national mood, and our Fox News poll finds a close race for the House. A year ago, Democrats were favored by 7 percentage points. Now, it's a 5-point edge within the margin of sampling error. If the election were today, 52% of voters say they'd back the Democratic candidate in their district, 47% the Republican. That difference comes from greater enthusiasm on the left. By an 8-point margin, more Democrats than Republicans say they feel extremely motivated to vote this year. It's important to remember, while a lead on the generic House ballot question reflects a national preference, House seats are decided district by district. So a party's advantage in the polls doesn't directly translate into winning seats, especially these days with so few competitive districts. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Fox Facts.
Alarm clocks are designed to wake you up at a time of your choosing, but one of the earliest versions didn't do that. In 1787, an American inventor named Levi Hutchins built a mechanical alarm clock. There was just one catch. It could only ring at a single time, 4 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't a flaw. It was by design. Hutchins built the clock specifically to wake himself up for work. It wasn't something he sold, just a one-of-a-kind device for his own routine. It would take another 60 years before someone changed that. In 1847, French inventor Antoine Redier patented one of the first adjustable alarm clocks, finally allowing people to choose when they wanted to wake up. But the original idea was much simpler. One person, one time, 4 a.m. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I'm Bill Hemmer, and these are the most impactful moments
and American history.
1798. The ink was still drying on the Constitution. America was still in its infancy. And the subject of freedom was already at the center of debate. It was a period of tension. Abroad, Britain and France were constantly in conflict. America was caught in the middle, and the newly formed political parties were polarized by foreign alliances. President John Adams and his fellow Federalists in Congress believed that the new nation must be built on centrality and loyalty, and aimed to curb political dissent through the Alien and Sedition Acts. Journalists were prosecuted and critics were silenced. Though for the public, the legislation was seen as an assault on the First Amendment and remained unpopular. 3 years later, the legislation was not renewed, proving that freedom always prevails over fear. For more, go to Fox News Podcast. I'm Bill Hemmer, Fox News.
This is Barry Leonard, the Blair County Veterans Honor Guard. I'm a member of this organization that has provided over 2,000 veterans' funerals over the years. Our veterans are male and female and represent all branches of the U.S. military. We've been recognized by the Department of Defense and perform in conjunction with active duty members of the armed forces. We need new members to continue this important and solemn mission. All uniforms and training are provided at no cost to you.
If you're an honorably discharged veteran and would like to volunteer your time, call Mark Tessier at 814-309-4136.
Here's a reminder from the stations of Leitner Communications. Does your civic group, charity, fire hall, church, or other nonprofit organization have an event coming up that you'd like us to pass along to our listeners? Just go to our station website to the Events tab and click on the Submit an Event tab for your area. Please send it to us 2.5 weeks in advance and include your contact information in case we have a question. Leitner Communications is proud to serve our community.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen at the gym. Listen in an airplane. Listen during your daughter's wedding. You never liked the groom anyway. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream free on the Leitner Radio app.
Your 24/7 rolling news station with real-time updates.
But the real problem that we have in this country is that many people have voluntarily exited the workforce.
We have concerns about national security risk. Obviously, something like this should never happen.
WRTA.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and very warm as temperatures reach a high of 90, getting close to the record high of 91 from 2017. Later in the day, there is a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. Tonight will be mainly clear with a low of 64. Tomorrow, expect a mix of sunshine and clouds as temperatures climb to a high of 90, nearing the record high of 92 set back in 1996. There could be a thunderstorm in the afternoon. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Sunny and 65 in the news. Hollidaysburg woman accused of stealing from an elderly adult. Another shooting in Johnstown. A Somerset County man convicted of homicide. And Senator Fetterman getting some love from his own party. They don't want him to switch. He says he's not. All that in the news coming up at the bottom of the hour in sports. Pirates get swept out of Pittsburgh on their way now to St. Louis. It's the other team to sweep them at home this year. The Curve, in a long series against Harrisburg, took 4 out of 7. What a back-and-forth series it was, but the Curve has some serious power in this lineup. And he's back. Aaron Rodgers. Good luck with that. And we have now another quote of the year from a member of the squad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show.
Wake up, America.
Get on the internet and do your homework, America. Wake up.
Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Really?
Well, maybe that athletic guy that works at Penn Cambria. Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
What's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed? M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry,
cry, cry, cry.
Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
Here we go. This was just brought to my attention this weekend by my brother. And I got to play it again. I played it like three times last hour. This is AOL Bubblehead.
Before you go,
we did
get a text that says AOC means Alexandria Occasionally Coherent. and the texter says, emphasis on occasionally.
Occasionally. Well, here she is talking about Taiwan again. Just in case you missed it, please listen to her answer or...
lack thereof.
Lack thereof, or her version of trying to put a sentence together, which you learned to do in kindergarten.
Would and should the U.S. actually commit U.S. troops to defend Taiwan if China were to move?
You know, I think that this is such a, you know, I think that this is a... this is, of course, a very longstanding policy of the United States. And I think what we are hoping for is that we want to make sure that we never get to that point. And we want to make sure that we are moving in all of our economic research and our global positions to avoid any such confrontation and for that question to even arise.
Now, Mel, you're a pretty smart guy. I mean, this woman's leading the candidate, leading the Democratic Party for 2028. You can't be serious. What do you decipher from that undecipherable siphon?
Well, that was somebody that was obviously not prepared, didn't think she was going to get that question.
Yeah. You know? She's never prepared for any anything.
Well,
it's this lazy attitude of I am who I am. I don't have to be prepared. And besides, I want to watch this little influencer on TikTok put makeup on.
Well, that, you know, I mean, there's a kind of a trend going on there right now where you see, I mean, you remember back in the campaign there that they just had for president, and you had Kamala Harris. She was on The View and they asked her a very straightforward question. I mean, just what's the difference, you know, between a Harris administration and the Biden administration, which you would think would be one of the top five questions that you would be prepared to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of stared blankly and said, I can't think of anything. I mean, so what this comes down to, and unfortunately where we're at this juncture is you're just looking at a marketing campaign for any of these campaigns. It's about marketing. God. And they try to package and market a candidate. You know, you have your set answers and they're hoping that a compliant press would ask you questions that they're expecting. And obviously in that particular instance, you know, she wasn't expecting that question.
What was she expecting? I mean, it was a form about Taiwan.
Probably, you know, something, you know, generally esoteric, you know, like what makeup goes better with those eyebrows.
Don't throw those big words at her because esoteric would throw her out of her seat completely.
Right.
But you said something off air that my brother said in another way in a conversation we had over the weekend. He said, and we were talking about this, and he showed it to me, and we played, and we all sat there and laughed because it is just so outrageously funny and stupid. But it's also frightening if that's the only candidate they can put, and she's leading at this point. Like you just told us, she's leading Newsom in the polls. And you know what my brother said? He said, it doesn't matter. 70 million people will vote for her.
Well, I mean, I firmly believe politics right now is to the point where, I mean, you can run a 5-gallon bucket. Either way, if you put a D after their name, 45% of the people are going to vote for it. If you put an R after their name, 45% of the people are going to vote for it. There's 10% in the middle that are basically trying to be excited about Aaron Rodgers returning to Pittsburgh. And when they decide to vote, they'll take a look in the last couple of weeks and say, oh, I better go this route. And that's what really determines the whole thing. I mean, that's where it's at.
But boy.
And the larger, you know, question to me, you know, on any of this stuff between left, right, D, R, and all of that, you know, we really got to look at, you know, beyond the politics of the thing, you got to look at, you know, what's the condition of your soul? Where are you headed to? What would be right for, you know, the two basic commandments that we're left with, which is love God and love your neighbor. You know, and if we're looking at those things, that's really where we got to be. This marketing and stuff like that, you can't fall victim to that. And they're going to package that woman up when the primary comes, if she decides to run for president. I mean, she might run for Senate, you know, and try to take out, you know, Mr. Schumer. And, you know, either way, it's going to be a package deal. They'll give her prepared answers, and they're going to hope that the compliant press asks her those questions.
Now, you as
and they're going to hope that she actually memorizes the answers.
Well, that's the other end of it, and that would be the serious work she would have to do.
Yes.
Oh, you know.
That would be it.
That'd be too much for that strained brain.
Yeah.
Now, you as a business owner, though, I mean, this could potentially be a person that makes decisions on policy that could affect you.
Absolutely.
And that has to scare you to no end.
Well, there's a lot of things that scare me. I mean, I was in the shop yesterday checking temperatures. I mean, the temperatures scare me every time I walk in the door.
They're way out of whack now. I mean, we're going 90s today, tomorrow, and then by the end of the week, we're going below 60.
I mean, there's plenty of things to be scared about out there.
Oh, you know, this takes the cake.
That is truly, I mean, after you get done laughing at it, thinking they can't be serious.
Yeah, and they are.
And then you look at the big picture, and I mean, you mentioned Fetterman here in the headlines. I mean, when you look at it and you think John Fetterman has actually done a fairly credible job, and when you have a guy that has, you know, a lot of his situations, and he actually comes out sounding the most sane out of some of the Democrats that you hear consistently, that's scary. That is scary.
It is. And, you know, if he and he won't, I don't think he will, but if he decided to run, I wonder how many of his party would actually back him from the Senate. I'd like to see just how many of his fellow colleagues in the Democratic part of the Senate would back him.
I think it all depends on how close the election would be. I think he's going to have a problem getting by the primary, to tell you the truth.
He will, too. All right, it's 22 after 7. Mel is with us. You're going to pick the next three contestants, and we were talking about this off the air, so we can go back to the store now, and you can register to win a $100 gift card if you get a Grand Slam, and we've had so many opportunities with our Curve team with the Grand Slam, and unfortunately, we got the Grand Slam from the opposition on Saturday night, and we almost gave that game away, but we got a nice... And I'll tell you what, the center fielder for Harrisburg made a terrific play. He crashed into that wall. The ball was in his glove, and then it came out after he hit the wall. But he made a tremendous play, and we ended up winning the game. That's after we gave up the grand slam to tie it. At 5-1, you're cruising along. It's like, taking the air out of the ballpark.
I mean, the good news is that they're putting a lot of guys on base, and that's a very good thing.
And we are hitting home runs, just not when the bases are loaded. And Lonnie White Jr., I'm telling you.
That was a poke.
Three homers in 3 days, and none of his have been cheap.
Yeah.
None of his home runs have been cheap. So we've got some guys
coming.
He was a
guy that came in that same class with Chandler Harrington, Davis, Lonnie White. You know, that was the that first full draft that Harrington had, where he underslotted Davis and was able to get down and pick up those guys. That was a good pickup. They talked him out of that Penn State commitment for the football team. I mean, he's just been hurt going through low A, you know, but now that he's not hurt, I mean, he's shown he's shown why they had faith in him.
He is a big dude too. He's put together.
Yeah.
He looks like a linebacker or tight end.
Yeah.
So now we have Memorial Day coming up a week from today. So it's not going to change much for you. It's not going to alter your schedule much, is it? Or is it?
No,
like Saturday?
Yeah, everything's the same. Okay. I mean, and I get to spend Memorial Day morning with Matt over at the shop doing our thing. So that's kind of a fun thing.
What's it like having him back?
Well, I mean, it's obviously the work part of it's great, because I've been doing his job for the last 9 months since he was gone. So I get to go in every morning whenever he's not there, and I do my job and his job. So, you know, that's working two full-time jobs early in the morning, which is not as much fun as what it would sound.
No. it doesn't sound fun either.
Beyond that, I mean, it is a gas just hanging out with Matt. I mean, if you'd get to know this guy personally, he's one of the really outstanding people that you'll ever get to be around. I mean, he is just—he's fun. He's loose. He's got a quick sense of humor. I mean, and he's a sports guy through and through. So I mean, you can sit there and just BS all day with him, and he's a lot of fun. And then he can make the adjustment real quick. And he talks to the girls, and he gets them loosened up. I mean, they all enjoy being around him. I mean, he's one of the truly great people that you're ever going to get to know in life. So I was glad to have him back just so we could hang out.
Yeah. Not to mention he can do a pretty good share of the work.
Oh, he's always been good. I mean, you know, he picked right up where he left off. And
you actually had time to eat lunch the other day when I dropped by.
That was so much fun. I got to have lunch with Dave the other day.
Wait a minute, you call that fun?
That was fun.
Just kidding.
I mean,
just
seriously.
Mr. Railroad Hat.
I came over, we started talking baseball, and that was the fastest and best lunch I had in months. I mean, it was great.
Wow. Well, good for you, man. Yeah, that's awesome.
So Matt was over there slaving away at the meat.
That's right. Yeah. You know, hey, life is good for a fat guy named Mel right now. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
sounds like the name of a new comedy series.
I'm not even going there. I'm not even going to say that one because I have no room to talk. But what I have here now are these coupons, these entry. I can never say it when I'm talking in a promo, the entry forms, entry blanks. I call them coupons when I'm talking about actually signing up. Now it comes to me, entry blanks. We have entry blank. Do you have enough, by the way?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. We have entry blanks at the counter where you pay for your items that you buy at Kepner's Grandview Meats. And right there is a nice big new box that Detective Dennis got put together and brought down to Mel so you can put your slips in there. And I still have a decent – I have to come by. I'll probably come by this weekend and pick them up for the next time. But we have now our bowl that I'm handing to Mel, and he's going to pick the next three – Grand Slam contestants for his contest. Now, it's very simple. If a curve player hits a Grand Slam in any game and you're the contestant, you get a $100 gift card from the man himself right here. He just handed me the three slips. Dave's a witness. Dave, you're like the notary public in all this.
Yeah. Yeah. All I need is my seal.
Yeah.
I can seal it now.
So Mel has picked the next three contestants, and we'll read them starting tomorrow, and then George will be here Friday and end out the week, and it'll end this marathon two-week homestead. It felt like it was 2 weeks all last week because seven games and game times changed, and we had cold weather and we had hot weather, and aye, 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 and we're only half done. So yeah. We have all week. Kess will be coming in a little later, next half hour, to tell us what's ahead for this week. Had a great weekend, though, with Military Appreciation weekend. And we've had some great national anthem singers and nothing like the ballpark, but daytime baseball. We have another day game on Wednesday.
I love that daytime baseball.
I do, too. And we have another one this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, that's a good – I like that. And then the Pirates are actually on at 12:30 on Thursday, too. So we had back-to-back days of daytime baseball. Boy, can't beat that.
No, you can't. And I enjoyed it at the park. I just wish we'd get some nice warm weather for these Education Day games because the kids come. They bring a lot of atmosphere. There's a constant buzz when they're there. And they're into the game. You know, they're into Loco.
Yeah.
And they're into, you know, when we shoot T-shirts or we put them on the field for contests. And it's just an amazing time. It really
tell
is.
You, the whole ballpark experience is just phenomenal. I mean, the kids, I'm sure, don't mind the temperatures at all. I mean,
probably not.
I mean, you think back when we were in school, if they'd have said you're going to the ballpark or you're staying here and doing math, I'm going to the ballpark even if we have to shovel snow. a problem.
We'd have ran out the door and ran to the ballpark.
I was fortunate enough myself, even as an older guy, whenever I was coaching over at BG, we got to do the Curve Classic. And I'm telling you, the highlight of my baseball odyssey was standing in uniform on that field coaching a team and looking up in that stands. There is nothing better than that.
It's a great view. It looks really higher from the field.
You realize, I mean, and it hit me at that time, and I remember telling a couple of the BG administrators, you know, because they were like, boy, you got to run out in the middle of work and do this. And I said, I'll tell you, I would do that 100 out of 100 times to have that feeling and realize what a link you are clear back to the past.
Yeah.
I mean, you're standing here and you're passing on the game to another generation of kids there and giving them this experience standing on that field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is awesome. Just awesome. You know, and it's.
I got to say this. I watched, and you know you've been around the game a long time, that if the ground crew doesn't take care of certain areas on the field, they just go to heck.
Oh, yeah.
And one of those long-standing is where the outfielders stand in the outfield. It invariably results in a complete loss of grass.
Yeah.
Okay? And the ground crews nowadays, and I'm not sure how they make it happen so quickly, but you never see that at most major league ballparks. Last week, I was watching the Pirates in San Francisco. Whoever they have for a ground crew needs to be fired. All three outfield positions had areas where there was no grass. Wow. It's a major league ballpark. How can you do that? And my other question above and beyond that, because yes, grass grows, but it doesn't grow that quickly. They must have a supply of sod replace in those areas, you know, when the team's gone, you know, after a series, that they can go in and resod those three areas in the outfield.
I don't know if they still do that over Blair County Ballpark, but they had an area where they were growing sod back there behind the players' parking lot.
Okay.
I mean, they used to cut that out and they would bring that in. And I don't know if they still do, but they did back when.
Well, I can tell you this much. That field is pristine.
Yeah.
much better. You guys that are on the ground crew at PNG Field, pat yourselves on the back. You do a much better job than the professional guys at San Francisco. I was embarrassed for San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought I was at Vets Field for a minute.
Well, let's not get carried away.
You go back and look at any of the videos from back in the early 70s when you'd see Three River Stadium. That used to be such an embarrassment to see the zip-ins.
Oh, yeah.
That they used to put in there for the, you know, like you'd see the whole outline of the baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the even in Baltimore's Memorial Stadium, you'd see the lines
the
still on the
field. Yeah.
You know, whenever they were in the World Series, you'd still see the lines on the field for a World Series game. And it's like, well, we've progressed so far.
Yeah, quite a bit.
You know,
quite a bit. And one of the biggest things was getting away from the dual use facilities.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
And, you know, single use, they're a baseball field now. All right, Mel. Always good to see you. I'm sure we'll still have the great beef short ribs tomorrow.
Yep. We're definitely, boy, we're getting a lot of play on that. There was a lady that came in on Saturday, and she's like, oh, those short ribs, those are amazing. You know, you're going to keep those on the menu, aren't you? And I said, I printed them on the menu. I mean, I'm not technologically savvy enough to take it off the menu, so I'm stuck with it. You know,
long as it works.
All right. Hey, good to see you.
Yep, good to see you guys.
All right. AccuWeather says sunny, very warm, 90 today. Thunderstorm in spots, clearing 64 tonight. Tomorrow, another hot day, 90 again. Clouds and sun mixed together like they normally do. Intervals of clouds and sun on Wednesday and 74 with thunderstorms. Then on Thursday, less humid, some sun, 64. Cloudy, cool Friday, 59. 63 and sunny. It is 7:33 WRTA mornings.
Real good news from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. They were filled with awe and praised God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. John's disciples told him about these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me."
RL Insulation Company in Hopewell says, if you're healthy, be a silent hero and give the gift of life. Please donate blood soon. A message from RL Insulation Company in Hopewell. For many years, they've been the go-to professionals serving area businesses and industrial properties as the premier name in commercial insulation work. They employ the latest technology, and they can help your company save money and energy all season. Call their staff at 814-766-2506. RL Insulation Company, a proud sponsor of the Area Blood Drive.
Bergmeyer's Hauling, Inc., a family-owned business, has been providing residential business, industrial trash service, garbage collection, and recycling services for over 46 years. Bergmeyer's service area includes counties and major municipalities throughout Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. Bergmeyer's can serve all of your disposal needs, from garbage collection at reasonable prices to waste stream analysis in industrial settings. Bergmeyer's is currently looking to fill the position of customer service rep in IT tech. Call 800-491-8975 for Bergmeyer's Hauling.
All right, everybody cares about health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and so many of us are guessing our way through our health, guessing what foods to eat, what supplements to take, wondering why some things make us feel better than others. Now, that's where Viome comes in. It's a simple, at-home gut health test that uses advanced RNA technology. It analyzes your gut microbiome to understand how your body is truly functioning in this moment. And from there, Viome then creates a personalized food and supplement plan designed specifically for your body. Right, Linda? You've been doing this.
I have been doing it, and the test is easy. It's got great steps. It walks you right through. It's easy to do. You can send it right in.
Take the guesswork out of it. Get real data. Go to Viome/Hannity. Viome.com/Hannity today. And when you follow their plan, you can expect better digestion, more energy, improved mood. Stop guessing. Start knowing.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Buy Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
Ross Grimsley pitched for 11 seasons in the majors and coached for 31 seasons in the minors. He explains why professional baseball is not for everybody.
Coaching, you know, and I coached at every A ball, double A, triple A. I was a pitching coordinator for a couple years. And the game is not for everybody. You know, some guys just can't handle the travel, you know, the constant up and downs, the making a little money. And, you know, it's just not for everybody. And the people that endure it, that have the ability, are the ones that are really, you want those guys. But some guys just, and they just can't face the fact that, you know, you go from being the top dog to just being like everybody else. And now it becomes everybody's the same as me on certain days. So how am I going to be able to beat this guy or beat these guys? Some guys can't handle that and they're not able to do it. And they don't, you know, you usually learn more from losing than you do from winning. But to learn and why you did certain things, why certain things happened, I still got how I pitched people in the 70s, each team. I still got those reports. I don't know why, but I just do. I kept things. And like I said, you have a little bit of an edge when you do little things like that. But everybody's not made for this game. You see it all the time. I saw it a lot, especially in coaching and even as a player. You know, I mean, guys just don't handle adversity and failure. You're just not as good that day and learn from it. And some guys just can't take that. They just can't handle it. And it's too much for them.
That's your 2-Minute Timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump serves up another warning as the ceasefire in the Middle East remains in effect.
For Iran, the clock is ticking and they better get moving fast or there won't be anything left of them. Time is of the essence. Axios reports U.S. officials say Trump wants a deal to end the war, but Iran's rejection of many of his demands and refusal to make meaningful concessions on its nuclear program has put the military option back on the table.
Fox's Doug Luzader, the Israeli military starts intercepting boats today that are part of the latest wave of flotilla activists trying to break the blockade of Gaza. More than 50 boats are reported to be part of the protests. A drone strike targeting the only nuclear power plant in the United Emirates. But Sunday's attack did not cause major damage. No group has taken responsibility. America's listening to Fox News.
Sunny and 64, 739, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. 43-year-old Brandy Ritchie of Hollidaysburg faces over two dozen charges of felony financial exploitation and theft for allegedly stealing roughly $50,000 from an elderly resident to fund luxury vacations, hotels, and cruises. Following a police investigation that uncovered unauthorized bank activity and a confession, Ritchie is now in the Blair County Prison on $150,000 bail. If I can separate these two pages here, we'll get to the next story. Senate Democrats are rallying behind Senator John Fetterman, urging critics to show some respect amid reports of Republican recruitment efforts aimed at the independent-minded lawmaker. Despite speculation about a potential party switch, colleagues including Senators Peter Welch, Brian Schatz, and Minority Leader Chuck Schumer have affirmed Fetterman's standing as a valued Democrat who frequently votes with the party. According to Politico, President Donald Trump and Republican lawmakers have actively courted Fetterman, offering him incentives to switch parties or caucus with the GOP. A new report suggests the minimum wage in Pennsylvania is way lower than needed to afford housing. National Low Income Housing Coalition's most recent report shows the average cost of a two-bedroom rental in Pennsylvania is more than $1,400 a month, meaning residents need to earn a minimum wage of $27.83 an hour to afford housing. That's nearly four times the current minimum wage of $7.25 an hour. The fun never ends. A new poll finds Americans are unhappy with the state of the economy. CBS News and YouGov poll out yesterday shows Americans find financial conditions uncertain and the economy struggling. The survey also found that Americans' approval of President Trump's handling of inflation has hit its lowest point. Respondents noted their income is not keeping up with inflation, which has reached its highest level since April of 2023, but they gave no specific number. And an organic ice cream brand is recalling several flavors over the possible presence of metal fragments. The FDA says Strauss ice cream recall includes vanilla bean, strawberry, cookie dough, Dutch chocolate, and mint chocolate chip. The product was distributed in several states, including Pennsylvania. If you have the recalled product, throw it out, and you'll get a voucher for a replacement. 7:41, here's the Monday Sports.
Well, not a good weekend or homestand for the Buccos after blowing a 6-0 lead on Friday night and losing in extra innings. The Pirate Bats took the rest of the weekend off, losing both Saturday and Sunday to the Phillies by the same score of 6-0, completing a 3-game sweep for the Phils. Yesterday, Philly roughed up Paul Skeens for 5 of those 6 runs in the loss, and the Pirates have lost 4 of their last 5 games. More bad news for the Bucks as hot-hitting Ryan O'Hearn was placed on the 10-day DL with a strained right quad muscle. The team's off today. The Altoona Curve took a 7-game series from Harrisburg. The Sens got the final win of the week last night, 8-3. Altoona took 4 of the 7 games played during the week. Pirate pitcher Jared Jones made his second start for Altoona last night, going 4 1/3, yielding 2 runs and 7 strikeouts. It's not known when or if Jones will pitch again for the Curve. They're at home again this week, beginning tomorrow. Much of the dismay, of many in Stiller country, he's back. Reports out of the Berg suggest the Stillers have agreed to another 1-year deal with 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers for 2026. And the reported deal is worth somewhere between $22 and $25 million. This puts the Steeler quarterback roster at 4, with Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Drew Aller rounding out the cast. It's Game 7 tonight between Montreal and Buffalo in the NHL playoffs. The winner gets a ticket to the Eastern Conference Final, where the Carolina Hurricanes are just kind of hanging around. They clinched their spot in the final some 9 days ago.
Maybe it was like early April.
Yeah, seriously. PSFCA All-Star Football from yesterday. The East took both games, winning the small school tilt 19-14 and the big game 14-10. Several area players took part in both games, including Cole Delatry of Hollidaysburg and Brady Jones of Penn Cambria, each playing quarterback. District 6 baseball playoffs today, AAA quarters, Central Cambria at Richland, Marion Center at Phillipsburg, Tyrone at Huntingdon, Central at Bald Eagle area. Single-A quarters, Williamsburg at Juniata Valley, Homer Center at St. Joseph's, Purchase Line at Claysburg, Conemaugh Valley at Northern Cambria. Softball playoffs, AAA quarters, Cambria Heights at Bedford, Huntingdon at Bald Eagle, Central Cambria at Westmont, and Forest Hills at Phillipsburg. Single-A quarters, Portage at Conemaugh Valley, Homer Center at Juniata Valley, Bishop McCord at Purchase Line, and Penns Manor at Claysburg. 64 and sunny at 744 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters, Let's Talk, brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters, Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are your bad feet making you grumpy all day, like Dan was?
I was born with a sunny disposition, but I had so much knee pain and foot pain, I wasn't that way anymore. I didn't know what to do. But then I'm driving down the street one day and my knee's hurting, and I see a Good Feet Store. I thought, what do I have to lose?
Good Feet Arch Supports aren't just a cushion or a flimsy shoe insert. We have a system of arch supports designed to create better alignment for all four of your foot's arches. And the only place to get the Good Feet system is at the Good Feet Store.
Once I got my arch supports from Good Feet, I just went back to being my happy self again. My wife noticed it. My friends noticed it. Even my dog noticed it. I just wish that I'd found Good Feet 20 or 30 years ago. I've got my sunny back.
Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble. Book your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Lunch was great, but this traffic is awful.
Can we stop at a bathroom?
Are you all right?
I keep having stomach issues after eating, like diarrhea, gas and bloating, abdominal pain, and sometimes oily stools.
Sound familiar? Those stomach issues may actually be a pancreas issue called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Creon pancrolipase may help manage EPI. Creon is a prescription medicine used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you are allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. Call 800-633-9110 or visit creoninfo.com to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
I'm asking my doctor about EPI and if Creon could help.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stock futures are pointing to losses today. Oil prices are higher as Brent crude, the global benchmark, rose to $110 a barrel, West Texas Intermediate at $106. There are new concerns about the Iran conflict following reports that a drone struck near a nuclear plant in the United Arab Emirates. Interest rates on U.S. Treasuries have stabilized after closing at the highest level in more than a year on Friday. European discount airline Ryanair says it expects to lower fares. It's seeing more last-minute travel, though it says demand remains robust. Tesla recently raised prices. Barron says the higher-end Model Y is now about $50,000. Model 3 prices appear to remain the same. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be mostly sunny and very warm as temperatures reach a high of 90, getting close to the record high of 91 from 2017. Later in the day, there is a chance of a thunderstorm in some areas. Tonight will be mainly clear with a low of 64. Tomorrow, expect a mix of sunshine and clouds as temperatures climb to a high of 90, nearing the record high of 92 set back in 1996. There could be a thunderstorm in the afternoon. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
7:49, he's back.
That's good bumper music.
You like that?
Yeah, that kind of gets me going.
It's courtesy of X-Men.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
All right. Kes is here.
Oh, I am.
The man who orchestrates everything in a curve game.
With some help.
Yeah, just a little bit.
With some help.
needed some of that this week, my goodness.
Yeah, I don't know where your phone booth is, but man.
Yeah, this week was fun. It was so big. I didn't realize we won the series with Harrisburg.
Hey, Mike, guess what?
I thought
out of seven.
I thought we tied it.
We did Saturday night. What a win that was.
Yeah, that was awesome. The new guy, Breathauer, hitting that. Could have been a home run. Anywhere else in the ballpark, it would have been a home run. He hit a dead center, and then that guy just couldn't pull in the catch.
He made a heck of a try. Their center fielder made a heck of a play. Yeah.
I was literally walking my way to the vault where Loco stays to talk to him about whether he wanted to do the sugar rush or we're going to do a wheel of cams mid-10. And I was walking right by Nuts for You, and I turned, and I was like, it's not going to have enough juice. It's going to be a fly out, and he couldn't make that play.
Mm-hmm.
And by that time, I forget who scored, but he was, already at third.
Oh, yeah, he was running. Why not?
So, yeah, that was super exciting on Saturday. It was almost we didn't have fireworks Saturday, but that kind of
that was fireworks.
Seriously, on-field fireworks.
So the homestand continues. We're only halfway done, sure so it is. Continues this week. You get a day of reprieve today.
Yeah, I get to cut my grass today.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks, give me 95.
seriously.
Well, anyway, that drink afterwards will taste really good.
Yeah, I have to make sure I bring Gatorade or something out with me.
Nice cold Gatorade.
Yeah, but then we're right back into it. We're revving our engines immediately on Tuesday.
Oh, no.
It's racing night.
Oh, no. Racing.
Yeah. So, I know. Yeah, all kinds of... So, we went to Jennerstown because we're partnering with them because Loco started a race, and then I did an interview and stuff with them. And I've never been a real racing fan. I never really got into it. But it was kind of interesting to see these cars whipping by. And it's at Jennerstown, so it's they go pretty quick. And they have all kinds of different cars. They have cars that are like race car cars. They have late model cars, which look like... I don't know, regular cars. And then they have these four-cylinder ones that look like kids I went to high school with. they don't go as fast. But it was pretty interesting. So, we're going to celebrate racing tomorrow. And we're bringing in an Earnhardt, an actual racing royalty.
A number three car.
Well, no, it's Jeffrey Earnhardt. It's Dale Sr.'s grandson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Yeah.
So yeah, he's coming in and he has a whole experience and like all kinds of stuff you can do. So, but people can meet and greet him, get him to sign things. His racing number's 33. So
okay, makes sense.
Kind of goes together. So that's kind of cool. So Jeffrey Earnhardt coming to Curve P8 tomorrow. Wednesday is my
favorite. The kids are back.
Yeah, my favorite energy day. Maybe Rich is one of his favorite days because
I love the school kids games.
Yeah,
I do.
You can just say anything and they lose their minds.
And they do. Yeah.
And the player Q&A that we do.
Yeah, that's funny. funny.
It's funny because you're like, who wants to ask a player question? You get an entire section of kids. They're like, I want to ask a player a question. And then John's usually down with the players. He's like, let's go to Mike, and he has a question. So then I ask if there's a question, and all of a sudden everybody gets laryngitis.
Everybody's quiet.
And I'm like, this is good. Let's pull some teeth. I'm not a dentist, but and it tends to work out. So that's fun. So Wednesday, 11 a.m., Education Day.
Good days.
Yes. Thursday is one of our annual important games, Mental Health Awareness. So we have that coming into the ballpark.
You also have Thursday and the Mercedes Moment.
Yeah, the Mercedes Moment. That's what I like to do. Watch somebody that's not me win a car.
The cash value.
Yeah, which I don't know if anybody's taking the car or they take the cash. It's kind of
many have taken the cash over the last few years.
Way easier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of neat because we give that away live. PA lottery number comes up. We don't know what the number's going to be, so that's always kind of fun. Another one of those phone booth things because you got to juggle a lot. Because we never know what's going to happen in a game. So Nikki upstairs has to kind of like shift her script, and I have to be ready and be sitting in a car. So it's, you know, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Thursday.
I can't wait for Friday.
Yeah, I'm wearing
Whoopie pies.
Well, Whoopie pie giveaways, which is always good.
500 free people are going to get Whoopie pies. But it's also be trucks delivering all day.
Yeah, there's a lot of Whoopie pies. But it's also a PA Continentals game, hence the jersey I'm wearing. So that's pretty fun. So, yeah, we're going to have I like these games. I like when the guys wear these jerseys. They look like soldiers with the white pants. Those on-field hats are legit red, white, and blue. So it's going to be Friday's going to be a very fun and important game for me on another side of things. So looking forward to Friday.
And then because the weather changes, Saturday is definitely themed properly as Halloween night.
We go from July to fall in one homestand. Halloween at the ballpark. So it's no real big change for me to wear a costume at a game. but we do invite the fans to wear costumes to the game. And we do our fan costume contest for a single adult, youth, and then we do couples/group costumes, and we give away some cool prizes. And of course, fireworks, Halloween themed fireworks following the game on Saturday. Then Sunday we're back to a day game because the team travels to Portland next week.
Love day baseball.
So 1 o'clock game. It is inflatable character night. So I will be walking around with a fan on me. It will not be cool because that air doesn't go anywhere. And just to match the inflatable costume day, we're going to give away inflatable bats, which in no way will backfire by Loco and I getting hit with inflatable bats.
Not at all.
But Powerhouse Subs is doing that, and we have our good friends over there. And they thought an inflatable bat would be great. And for some reason, Nate's a big fan of inflatable bats. So... We're doing one as a giveaway, and
okay,
we're going to get beat by them.
All right, so that's the week ahead, and we're going to recharge today and get ready for tomorrow, and one at a time.
Right back at it, and some heat.
All right, finally.
All right.
Thanks.
Bring in the heat.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, I want to take our hat off to a hero, and it is Freedom Township Volunteer Fire Department Chief Ronald Henry. Hats off to heroes, brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Kogan Electrical Services, Neely Strain Shop Polish Pottery and More, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions. Once again, saluting today, Freedom Township Volunteer Fire Department Chief Ronald Henry. Thank you for what you do, putting your life on the line for us. AccuWeather says hot today in 90, 64. By the way, a thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon. Then tonight, clear in 64. Tomorrow, a repeat of today, basically, another high of 90 and a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. 74 Wednesday, 64 Thursday, 59 Friday, 67 sunny, 757 WRTA mornings.
93% of Pennsylvanians killed in a car crash while unbelted could have survived if they just buckled up. One simple click, a second of your time. It's the difference between making it home to your loved ones or not making it home at all. Whether you're a driver or a passenger, make the life-changing choice to wear a seatbelt every drive, every time. It's not just the law, it's common sense. Buckle up, PA. Learn more at penndot.pa.gov/safety.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Veterans and active duty service members, when your call to service ends, your mission doesn't have to. Go from GI to IT in just a few months at My Computer Career. Prepare for a high-demand career in cybersecurity, protecting people, systems, and institutions from real cyber threats. Cyber warriors are needed now. Will you answer the call? Go to mycomputercareer.edu/CWP to learn more. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner. VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
If you're struggling to hear conversations, TV, or the people you love, now there's an easier, more affordable solution without spending thousands. Audion Hearing makes high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98, free shipping, and dedicated one-on-one support in the comfort of your own home. No doctor's offices, no pressure. Clearer hearing delivered right to your door. Join over 1 million happy customers hearing life more clearly. Visit audienhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Okay, boy, quick. Monday's done. Thank you.
Yes, indeed it is. Tomorrow is
Tuesday.
Thank you. All right, see you tomorrow. See you, bye!
That's all, folks.
The voice of Blair.